Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I got to tell you, now that I'm back in my normal chair, because we've had some technical difficulties today, guys, I had to move. Now I feel like the regular energy. Over there, it was different for some reason. I'm sitting over there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Jay, I'm not fighting you, so just know that.
Oh, so we're not doing it. So we're not.
I never agreed to do
but
it.
Why you can wear the face guard?
Not happening.
Why? I won't mess up the face.
It has nothing to do with you. It has a lot to do with me.
What? That's.
There's nothing like to do with you.
Used
at all.
Some people in relationships before. It's not you. It's me.
I'll get down, but I don't. I'm just not. That's not in my blood. I'm 50, man. I ain't got time to be fighting.
I respect the grown man.
Yeah, I ain't got time.
I respect that.
I'm going to court on you.
I'm taking you to trial.
Yeah,
I have a lawyer. He's such a good lawyer.
My legal team is better than your legal team.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna lay down on you, Jay.
Jay, you'll be boxing someone in Alaska.
I'm gonna lay down on you.
Man, line. I'm going to court on you.
Yeah, I'm going to court. That's him right there, Your Honor. Right there, the bald head guy.
You're gonna come in with your arm in a sling for some reason.
All
right?
That, the man, neck brace. All that. Yeah. All that. The walker. Two people walking along the side of me. I'm laying down, Jay.
Dan Graziano, I know you're coming in the show. Who do you think will win in a charity boxing match between Key and I?
You're gonna win.
Jay got some Cuban family, been boxing since he was a kid.
Yeah, I got some anger
on
me.
I'd have to see a tail of the tape, I think.
I'm going to let him win, Dan.
I just see the
whole
thing.
He can win. I'm just going to lay down.
Dan Graziano. He can't touch the moneymaker, right, Key? Tell him. The moneymaker.
Not at all.
We're doing all the training. We're getting all the content. Key training, swimming lessons, all that to get ready for.
Can't pay me enough.
Floaties and everything.
Dan Graziano, floaties. ESPN NFL insider.
He's using
back.
Floaties. I'm picking you.
Well, you're going to be picking him because I'm using floaties.
He's using floaties.
Dan, I noticed
he will be having a tequila sunrise with the floaties.
Do you guys know, like, Dan shows up with the glasses nowadays sometimes. You didn't used to do that,
it's
did
new
you?
New profile look for you, Dan.
So, yeah, like, the contacts, like, if I put the contacts in at 4:30 in the morning, they're not going to last the whole day. Yeah. Yeah. So I wait till like right before get up starts to put them on.
Get the lasers, the LASIK. So. 1, 2, 3, LASIK.
I wonder why Max doesn't wear the glasses as well. He always has a hard time seeing.
I did. I used to, and then I got the
but
procedure.
You still do.
But that's because I had a detached retina, Jay.
You used to. You still do.
I had surgery on my left eye.
I see the way you look at me when you look out of the left side.
I have a detached retina. It's a totally different thing.
So Dan.
Yes.
Did the Cowboys finally get it right after they got it wrong, shipping off Amari Cooper and essentially having to go and get Brandon Cooks to replace Amari Cooper, which they could have already had Amari Cooper for the same amount of money that they're paying Brandon Cooks now?
Well, it wasn't the same amount of money, right? I mean, like, Amari was 20, and Cooks, they're going to pay 12.
So, well, they're going to pay, the 12 to them, but then I guess you say the 6 to Houston. So, okay, they're spending a little less money.
Well, that matters, right? I mean, the reason they cut Amari Cooper was because they didn't want to have to fit him under their cap last year. And it cost them, sure. But I think with Brandon Cooks, like that, what the Cowboys went into this offseason looking for is more explosive playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. They felt like they got to the playoffs and CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard were the only two guys that fit that description. And once Pollard got hurt, Lamb was all they had. So Cooks can still take the top off. He can still run. And I think he brought something that they didn't really see on the free agent wide receiver market, right? Like, you could get Juju Smith-Schuster or Jacoby Myers or Alan Lazard, but those guys aren't going to do what the Cowboys lack. And I think they feel like Cooks can, and at the cost of a fifth rounder to sixth rounder and $12 million, it just made too much sense.
It does feel, though, like, to Key's point, Dan, that they're at best running in place. Like, I think if they could redo it, they don't make the Amari Cooper deal because he was a guy who could win his matchup.
Yeah,
and the things that they thought they had, maybe they actually didn't have enough of.
Right. I think they thought Michael Gallup would come back stronger from the injury than he did. And that may happen this year. Like, he may be, I think, that a year removed from that injury, he might be a lot better. I remember they signed James Washington. That never turned into anything. So, yeah, I think they thought they had a better wide receiver room last year than it turned out, in part because Gallup didn't really get his explosiveness back.
Then I am curious, like, now with these two additions, right, Gilmore and Cooks, like, where do you think their receiving core stacks up in the NFC?
I think they probably still need a tight end, right?
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, look, it doesn't have the star power of some of them, but, you know, Cooks, CeeDee Lamb, I think, is a real number one. And I think you'll see him get a contract extension this offseason probably that reflects that. And then Cooks is a guy that I think when you talk about Amari Cooper, I think they felt like CeeDee Lamb can be a similar type of receiver to Amari Cooper. So,
yes.
Like, it's redundant to have them both. So I think that was part of it, as well as Cooper's salary cap numbers. So now they transition to they bring in Brandon Cooks, who's a different type of receiver than what they already have on the roster. So it's got the right kind of variety. I think they're, I mean, you know, stack up to the rest of the NFC. I mean, top of my head, I'm trying to go through it. In their division, Washington's is probably, I like their receivers.
Cooks is their Z. They
got
a Z now.
If you're thinking they're three receivers, Dan,
yeah.
If we're going three wides in the NFC,
yeah.
They're probably in the top four.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
but top
I hadn't really
four.
Thought about it. I haven't really sat down. And
I mean, you got to think. Thielen's gone out of Minnesota now.
Right. But they were already going to replace him with Osborne.
Yeah, but so when you think about that, it's Ozzie, there's Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what happens
Jefferson
in New Orleans.
And any two other guys would be
like
Devontae
Smith. Yeah.
You know, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably in that four spot because I do like a healthy Gallup. Brandon Cooks can run with the wind. And then CeeDee Lamb is somewhat coming to his. He's still got too many drops for my liking at the position, but he's starting to come into his own in terms of proving that he is probably going to be paid like a top receiver here in the next year.
So I think get him a tight end, get him another running back, and I think you'll say Dak has what he needs in terms of weapons, and they just got to make sure that line is fortified in front of him.
So what does OBJ do, Odell Beckham Jr.?
I think he'll have – I mean, look, there are other teams talking to him. I think Buffalo is serious, Kansas City, Baltimore, both New York teams. There's a market for him. It's just, you know, it's a question of what you're willing to pay a guy who didn't play last year, who's coming off two ACL surgeries. How do you structure the contract appropriately so that there are incentives that protect you, but you also, you know, you're trying to convince him to sign because what you're offering him isn't perceived by him as an insult. So I think that's that tweet about $4 million is not enough. I'm not.
We just had it up
20.
On ESPN too. Here, let's put that back up, guys, so people can see.
So
here it is. I'm just so confused where the quote is from me that said I want 20. All I'm saying is four ain't enough. So where do you think he comes in, Dan, and who can afford him?
So, I mean, I think we've seen situations like this in the past where the guy ends up taking a one-year deal that's got incentives that can push it higher, and then it's a prove-it situation. Because, again, if he's being realistic, he didn't play last year. He's coming off multiple ACL surgeries. He looked good in the workout, from what I understand, and you know the skills, the hands, the ability to, you know, the way he sees the game, the way he runs routes, there's a lot there that can help you. But you just don't know how explosive it's going to be with that knee having been repaired twice. So go back to the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Remember they signed Alshon Jeffrey to a one-year deal, and it was like $10 million or $8 million, whatever it was, with incentives. And then he ended up getting extended by them that December before the season even ended because he had shown it. I think that kind of thing, add more to it because it's been several years. But I think that kind of situation is his best bet on a good team. Like, go to the Chiefs, go to the Bills, go somewhere that like you're going to be performing at a high level with a high level quarterback, and it can only benefit you.
I think he'll fall in that 5 to 9 range with incentives. I think that's where he'll be. If Odell thinks he's going to gain more than, you know, that, he probably won't play this year, and because the way the league is looking at, you know, way these teams look at things, he's obviously the ACL, then he's had another ACL. He's a little in – when you start to creep up into that 30-year-old-plus range, they start to say, well, you know, he's a little long in the tooth. We haven't really seen him, all of those sort of things. And then when you look at the receiver landscape, the market did not explode. There was not, like, this explosion on the receiver side. There are certain receivers that have taken – pay cuts to somewhat prove it deals. When you look at my nephew, for instance, in New Orleans, he was hurt. You know what he said? Hey, man, give me that $10 million. Give me another $5 in incentives. It'll get me to 15 on a one-year deal. Now I'm going to come back and hit y'all across the head after this year. And that's kind of what OBJ should be thinking.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to play this year. Like, I mean, you can't – I mean, if you sit out 2 years, that's going to – I mean, that,
well, of course.
They're going to forget about you. Well, he said if he doesn't get what he wants, he shouldn't play this year. He's got to play.
That's why I know it seems like –
No. I'm saying – no, I'm not – I'm saying if he doesn't get what he wants, then maybe he doesn't play at all, because if he's stuck in – his heels are stuck in the ground, I don't see where they're going to go over and above with a guy that's just coming off an ACL.
So – Odell Beckham Jr. wants Giants general manager Joe Shane to call his agent. He wants star running back Saquon Barkley to be the messenger.
Okay.
Here's the tweet. He publicly sent this out. Tell Joe, call my agent. He replied to a Saquon tweet with a laughing emoji. I got some more blank left to do. Now, the Giants are going after speed guys. You can see that all over the place. Does Odell still qualify in that category?
Well, we don't know. But see, the thing about Odell, like, I always thought Cleveland thought of him as like a field stretcher, deep threat type, and I don't think that's really the right way to use him. I always thought Odell, and the Rams did this when they got him, and the Giants did it early in his career. Like, he can win at the line. He can be – the Giants would use him, and the Rams did this too, like, everywhere. Inside the five-yard line, right? Because he'd win that slant real quick all of a sudden. So – I don't think – see, I think if you're the Giants and you have your speed guys at low cost, by the way, then there is a place for someone who's the do-everything guy at receiver, which Odell
has. Yeah, you just got to – with Odell, he's a nice route – well, he was a nice route runner prior to these ACL injuries. Yeah. He can take the top off of the defense. Well, he has been able to in the past, but that's certainly not what you want to do with him, because guys that take the top off, they get two or three shots a game, maybe, and that's pretty much it. They don't see the football. What he is a guy that you got to get the football in the hands of,
right?
Period. I mean, he becomes wasted if you don't.
And one of his strengths, I mean, you know, keep listening, he could win the contested catch. But one of his great strengths was the way he sees the game. And, like, he and Eli were always so in sync. And I think you saw this when he got with Stafford, the ability to diagnose. And then he would, you know, so to me, like, I would love to see him with Patrick Mahomes. Right?
I've been trying to get that scenario. It's like Juju Smith is going to be a free agent. Like, why?
Juju's gone. Different. He's a Patriot. He's gone.
But the problem with that is two different jobs, two different type of receivers. When you look at what Juju Smith was able to do, he was like an extra tight end for Patrick Mahomes. That's one of the reasons he fits so well with the New England Patriots instead of Jacoby Myers. They gave him Juju Smith's money. I mean, they gave Jacoby Myers the money they were going to give Jacoby Myers, because he essentially fits to New England like a tight end, essentially, in what they want to do. OBJ is so much different, though. I mean, and that's the fun thing with Kansas City, is they'll know exactly what to do with him, because he's one of those type of guys. You just put Tyreek, like, just put the football in his hands. He'll go do the rest.
And Dan, I think to your point, his ability to diagnose for a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who can go off platform, right, off schedule, he needs a crime partner who's there with him and can diagnose on his level, so he's, you know, always got the ball because he's always in sync with the quarterback. All right, Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. We can only hope, of course, that Odell, in fact, winds up on the Giants. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats.
The Grand's Doggy!
Where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Just how much better are the Cowboys with the addition of Brandon Cooks? KJN.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, were presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Jerry Jones happy with the offseason so far, at least publicly, talking about how they improved the team. They got a corner and they got a receiver, and they didn't have to give up much to get them in terms of draft capital. The Cowboys' latest trade for Brandon Cooks, who is a take-the-lid-off-the-defense kind of receiver. What does this deal do for them? What does it do for them, Key?
Well, it gives them another weapon. They still need to figure out what they're doing at the tight end spot because of Dalton Schultz is still out there lingering in free agency. Maybe they sign him back. I don't know, because he's not going to get what he thought he was going to get in free agency. Free agent market right now is kind of weak for a lot of players that probably deserve a little bit more. But Brandon Cooks, one, he gives them a vertical stretch game, which is big. I mean, he's a smaller guy, but he can pick him up and put him down with the best of them. He's been very productive since he's come into this league. I mean, the guy's had 1,000 yards, it feels like, every single season. He's been bounced around the league. It seems like he has been traded from New Orleans, then all of a sudden it's New England, and then the Rams, and then Houston, and now the Cowboys. He's just been bounced all the way around, but he certainly helps them take one step closer to getting to the Super Bowl.
Key, let me ask you a couple questions here, and I need your expert wide receiver opinion from a duo perspective, okay?
Ooh.
So – you tell me if CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks are better as a duo than some other duos in the NFC. You ready? Yeah, would you take them over A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith?
No.
Would you take them over D.K. Metcalf and Tyler Lockett?
I would say it's about the same.
About the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have to choose one pair, who are you going with?
I would be happy with either.
Nope, you got to choose one. Nope.
They're both the same to me.
I know, but you got to choose one.
I'll take the Dallas guys.
Okay, all right. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
Again, that's about the same to me. It's about the same.
Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk.
I'm taking CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks.
Michael Thomas, Chris Olave.
I'm taking my family, man. Come on, man. What type of question is that?
I'm just asking where they rank up as opposed to other duos in the NFC, right? Because I think Brandon Cooks is one of these guys that you keep hearing his name around for a while. And one of the things I've heard, before, it's like, well, he has these injuries that occur, but low key has incredible seasons. So I'm just trying to put them on the national scale in the NFC about where they rank.
They're probably four. I'd probably say maybe three duels may slightly be a little bit better because they could do a little bit more.
So we're saying is this a championship wide receiving core? Obviously, you're still looking for that
tight
end.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a championship wide receiving core.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb is coming to his own, getting a little bit better. Brandon Cooks knows how to play football. Mike Gallup, depending on what he does this year, coming off the ACL, you can't expect for him last season to turn into what they thought when they paid him. But this year, full cycle of rest for Michael Gallup, I think he'll be a much better football player.
Okay.
Much better. And then CeeDee Lamb is just he's just learning how to become the number one. I mean, that's just, it takes a minute. If you've never really been that guy in the pros, then it takes a minute. Brandon Cooks has been the number one guy in the pros. So now he takes somewhat of a back seat as maybe not the primary guy in the passing game, but at the same time, he knows that, okay, my opportunity and time will come because he's been in this role before. You know, he's been in the number two role before.
I just wonder how they're going to operate differently this season under Mike McCarthy rather than having Kellen Moore there, obviously having all these options though, right? Tony Pollard coming off that injury, we'll see what they decide to do since letting go of Zeke Elliott, but is it a run-first game? How do you play that?
Need a good slot guy, like a real good, crisp little route runner type guy to go to complete the package to me. You know, like they got to take the lid off.
Michael Gallup.
Yeah, right. But that's what he's supposed to be, as you said, right?
Well, if he comes back healthy, he'll be fine. He just got to come back healthy.
Yeah. Cooks is a nice addition. They made a nice addition on both sides of the ball. If they had to do it again, they'd have kept Amari Cooper pretty obviously, right?
Obviously, yeah. Yeah. So, Key, is the scheme still run first?
I don't know what they're going to do. Mike McCarthy hadn't called plays in a decade, so I don't I really don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they certainly want to push the ball down the field and become more explosive. Only Tony Pollard and CeeDee Lamb were the only two guys. They thought Dalton Schultz was going to be the guy, but that didn't work out the way they wanted to. But CeeDee Lamb is an explosive receiver. He just got to learn how to catch the football. And then, obviously, you know what Tony Pollard was. He got hurt in the playoffs, and it was a different ball game. Once he, you know, let's see what happens when he comes back off his injury.
KJM is presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. I don't know, where does this Cowboys receiving core rank in the NFC? And by the way, while we're at it, who's the MVP of the NBA?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are joined now, as we are on Mondays, with Monday Morning Dan Orlovsky.
Monday Morning Dan.
That's right. NFL quarterback, 12-year veteran, our very own here at ESPN. What's going on, Dan?
What's going on is UConn's in the Sweet 16 and Duke isn't. What's up?
Hey, yo, Dan, that might
chose
be...
chose violence this morning.
We asked the question, who is the best coach in college basketball? Low-key, that might be your boy Danny Hurley. Like, that might be Danny Hurley when it's all said and done.
Yeah. I thought, like, first of all, it's just awesome to see him back in. I thought yesterday was his biggest game, like, of his career, because it was... That's a must get into the Sweet 16 team, it feels like. And they were dominant. And all his moves have been great, Jay. So I love that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Dan, we were Jay asked Key in the last segment. Now that, you know, like, oh, the Cowboys acquire Cooks, lit off the defense kind of guy, and they got their ace, really, and CeeDee Lamb, and is Ken Gallup be that route guy? And Jay asked Key where he ranked the Cowboys receiving core at this moment in the NFC. Where do you? Are they toward the top? How many teams do you think have a better receiving core than the Cowboys right now?
Well, Philadelphia still has a better receiving core.
Yep.
I'll be very interested to see what Washington's receiving core looks like with, you know, in their eyes, a quarterback in Sam Howell that they very much so believe in. I think the NFC South, if Michael Thomas is healthy with Olave, is right there with Dallas. So, we're talking, I was listening, Key's probably accurate with the number four spot.
Debo Samuel?
You know, yeah. San Francisco, for sure. You know, Ayuk isn't as good as, I don't think so, as good as CD or Cooks with their specialties. Mm. Ayuk's a good player, but probably like right around the four world, which is a big deal for them.
Yeah. So how did you grade their offseason so far?
Oh, they've had a great offseason. I mean, Dallas has had a phenomenal offseason, and it's the best offseason out of anybody in the NFC East. There's no question about that. First of all, they retain Dan Quinn. Second of all, they keep Leighton Van Der Esch. They keep they take two late picks and get Gilmore and Cooks, which are really big additions. They get rid of Ezekiel Elliott, finally. That's not a shot at Zeke. It's just like it was time. So you're talking about an offseason that's been – move-wise, really tactical and important, and it makes me think it's time to go in the draft. Like, it's time to go make a move, Dallas. you've got three picks in the top 90 of the NFL draft. I can tell you that you're going to need some firepower. And as much as we all, I think highly of Tony Pollard, we're banking on a guy that, one, has never had more than 193 carries in a season, and two, coming off of a broken leg to say, hey, be the guy, be the bell cow. And Mike McCarthy literally fired Kellen Moore and said, I want to run the ball more. So my mind goes towards, can they find a way to get Bijan Robinson out of University of Texas? If they do that, we're having a conversation of Dallas having a real chance in the NFC. Mm.
Yeah, I think they do look at that, but at the same time, the Cowboys is notorious for signing guys back after they cut them. So I wouldn't rule out the Zeke return for a lesser amount. Zeke's production didn't match his salary, so it was time to move on. But he still did some good stuff for them a year ago. Dan, you think Aaron Rodgers is going to tell you to lose his phone number after I asked you this question about the Jets going to the Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback or being a bust?
So you're asking me if it's Super Bowl or bust for the Jets?
Yep.
No, I don't think so. I think it's divisional round or bust. You know, you're having a conversation in regards to that. You got to get to the divisional round. One, this offseason for the New York Jets has been tremendous. And I know it still has to happen, but they got a guy that can win you a Super Bowl. Top five defense, but we're going to talk about Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard. This season will come down to that offensive line. If that offensive line that's talented but can't stay healthy for the last 2 years, Mekhi Becton and Elijah Barrett Tucker, they need a center and right guard still. You know, they need two pieces in that kind of scheme and or system to get in there. If those guys can stay healthy and play solid football, they're Super Bowl contenders. But the thing is, Keith, I don't think anybody in the AFC is Super Bowl or bust. I just don't, because it's murderer's row. And I've said this for like 2 years. The reason why is all the really good young quarterbacks also have really good rosters and coaches. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid with a good roster. Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor with a good roster. Tua, Mike McDaniel with a good roster. Justin Herbert, Brandon Staley with a good – like all these young players at that position have really good rosters and really good organizations.
One of the problems that I have, though, is the reason I say Super Bowl bust because the Jets aren't doing all this to go to the divisional round. They're just not. I know we look at it differently, but they're not saying, let's get Aaron Rodgers to go win a playoff game. No, they're getting Aaron Rodgers to try to finish the deal.
Mm. Sure. Of course they are. But I don't – like if we fast forward 10 months from now or whatever it is, and the Jets lose in the divisional round to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick has a game-winning fourth-quarter drive – I don't sit back and go, man, I bet you the Jets regret that move. They
oh,
won't.
No, they, no.
Yeah.
No.
Hey,
that's what I'm saying. Then it's not Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah. Dan, I want to dig into that O-line for a second because I saw you the other day on NFL Live and you broke it down very well. Just give our listeners some context to when Aaron Rodgers has been the most successful and how good that O-line has been when he has been successful.
Yeah, so when he was in Green Bay with Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator from 19 to 21, so that's three seasons, he won MVP twice. When he was protected, he was the number one quarterback in football by every statistical measurement. Number one, better than Patrick, better than Brady, whatever. When he was not protected, and I think the grade is 2.5 seconds is the line of demarcation on that stuff. Mm. When he was not protected, he was the 25th best quarterback statistically measured. So that's why I sit here and say, and it's just like when Brady was going on that Super Bowl run with Tampa during the COVID year. If you can find a way to keep him clean and protect him, he will be as good as anybody in football throwing the football. And that's when you sit here and have a conversation with the pieces they have in the defense. That's a Super Bowl contender. But if the left tackle Becton doesn't play and then they've got to plug and play someone there, or Elijah Vera Tucker doesn't come back from his injury, that offensive line's not going to be that great, and they're not going to protect them that well. And when that's the case, he doesn't play that well. Could you say that for every quarterback? Of course, but he's 39. So the impact is significantly greater than it would be a Joe Burrow, who's 23.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky, KJM, ESPN Radio. Dan, it's funny because I think of off. You're right. You point out. You didn't even bring up Tomlinson, who they got last year for that O line, the Jets. When you bring up, they're talented, but can they stay healthy? I think of O lines nowadays like pitching staffs in Major League Baseball. It used to be you needed five guys, and now you really need eight guys. You need five guys plus three versatile backups, right? Like, we just see this on so many teams where, if only there weren't these couple of injuries to the O-line, but it seems to be, maybe it's my imagination, it's always been this way, it seems to be now more than ever, you need real depth on that offensive line, and maybe that's what the Jets address in this draft.
Look at Cincinnati last year. Cincinnati had to play in the AFC Championship game with three backups on the offensive line.
Right.
If we don't think that's going to have a tremendous impact, we're kidding ourselves. And the reality is, and I've talked to coaches and players in the league about this, and I know for like the fans, it's hard to kind of understand. That 17th game, and when all the players used to talk about it, that one extra week is a huge deal. Because, guys, if we're talking about a team that's going to go into the Super Bowl, we're talking 20-plus games, 21 games now. Because of that 17th week, has such an impact on the health of your roster, and you're right. And that's why there's this conversation, Max, like, hey, instead of having 46 guys active on game day, why can't we have 53? Why can't we expand the rosters a little bit to make sure that you're a little bit more covered?
They expanded the season.
Hey, Dan, real quick, man, I hadn't talked to you since Danny Dimes signed his big major $40-plus million deal. What you think about that, real quick?
Yeah, I think Daniel Jones earned money key, but I don't believe that Daniel Jones should deserve less, $3 million less a season than Patrick Mahomes. And everyone sits there and says, you can't do that, Dan. Yes, I can. that, there's a reality that we're
– Well, that won't – hey, look, odd, so. Dan, don't worry about that $3 million because that's going to change real soon. You don't have to worry about that. That's going to change for Patrick Mahomes very soon.
I sit here and I go, he threw 15 touchdowns and five interceptions. I know the talent on the offense isn't extreme, but still $42 million per year over the next 2 years guaranteed for that. That's –
Hey, man,
they're making a bet on his progress.
Dan, you we'll were see. Born too soon.
Right. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst, former NFL quarterback, as Key said, born too soon. 12
born
year
born too soon.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it, as always.
Right, I was born too soon.
Is Joel Embiid clearly the MVP now?
Is that Born in the USA?
Yeah, he's trying to take Born in the USA and making it too soon, but barely croaking out the melody in a way.
Well, that's how the dudes sound from Born in the USA.
You mean Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen?
Yes. Your next door neighbor, Jay. Yes, he's from Jersey. I get it. Yeah, stand up Jersey.
You said the dude.
Of course I didn't want to say his name.
Hey, Yates, everyone loves Bruce Springsteen. What are you talking about?
No, that was for Jersey.
Hey, Yates, I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about the man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I done seen Bruce in about 10 concerts, man. Calm down.
Born too soon.
Born too soon.
All right, now you got the tune. All right.
Born too soon.
Can we please go to break?
By the way, Jay Will found Key's lost tapes. You're going to want to hear this, KJM.
Oh, so good.
Lost tapes.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
That was the song Key was trying to, when he's singing Born Too Soon. Now, Keith, did you think you were changing the lyrics, or did you think this was the actual song was born too soon?
No,
you just forgot.
I was changing the lyrics.
I was changing.
What, Max.
Come on, Max. Because I just said to Dan he was born too soon. Yes, boy, your brain sometimes.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All right. By the way, Springsteen's seems like a great dude.
Down and have some drinks with Bruce Springsteen?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, all day long.
Obama does that, did a podcast with him, the whole thing.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, stands for all the right things, Bruce Springsteen. I don't have to listen to the music part, but, you know, I like everything else.
You're not proud to be born in the USA?
Can't please everybody, Max.
Is Joel Embiid, speaking of South Jersey and Philly?
Hold on. I have to bring something up because I found it early this morning. And I want to introduce to the world the lost tapes of Keisha.
We do that lost tapes.
Man, what type of you are thinking about me early in the morning?
I just randomly, no. First off, pause. Stop. No.
It I sometimes think of you early in the morning. Matter of fact, I think of Key early in the morning 5 days a week.
Whoa!
Well, it's here we are, 7:48, and I'm thinking of you and Key.
What are the lost tapes? I really want to know.
Can we just? I want to play the sound of the official introduction of the lost tapes of Keyshawn Johnson. Let's play it.
What the hell is this?
There's a new name in the design world, Keyshawn Johnson. Most people knew me as a brash wide receiver in the NFL. But now I'm playing on a different field, interior design.
Oh, God.
And I'm ready to go pro
over. What outfit is
your trophy room, for instance?
Well, you're going to discuss with me the type of wood and everything.
Everything. I put together my own team, design assistants, and interns to help me out. I come up with the designs, and they help me execute the plays. I play rough when I need to.
That's the problem. What do you mean, only problem? That's the biggest problem.
I tell it like it is. You can't drink champagne with beer money. But I'm smart enough to admit when I'm wrong.
Why?
So
I don't know. You didn't like them.
I'll show my clients how to make great choices that make sense regardless of budget. I guarantee you when it's all said and done that my designs will speak for themselves as long as everyone gets out my way.
I play rough when I need to.
You can't buy champagne.
I found this thing this morning. I said, oh, hell no. We talking about this. I need answers, Keith.
Well, what's wrong? Man, come on,
they
man.
They got to him, Jay.
Extra mayonnaise for me, please.
He goes on darkness retreats and stuff, man.
We lost him.
We
okay, so with the brotherhood and we lost
ain't that,
him.
Ain't that what y'all call a Renaissance man when you can do everything? I mean, it ain't my fault I can cook. I know interior design.
Especially,
I know how to do all million
out there,
different
though.
Things.
Especially, especially out where you are, though.
Yates, we lost him, Yates.
We lost him.
Why they got you in the little Prius?
That was the big thing back then, though.
You got that seat belt on.
Jay, his head is on the ceiling of that joint.
they had to cut out a hole in the ceiling.
You can't move your neck. Look.
You got Key riding on the top of the car.
No, man, it's my Prius, man.
Driving in the back seat of that joint, Jay. He can't fool me.
You know you don't
mingle around in these neighborhoods. You know you're...
What's wrong with my Prius, dog?
I mean, you caught Justin Bieber in that one.
Yeah, it's true. He did. He
is
did catch up to
car
Justin
you
Bieber.
You caught Justin Bieber?
What was Bieber in?
I'm going to call Scooter. I got to get
Scooter. He was in a Ferrari. Key sure caught up to him.
I got to get Scooter on the show to relive this moment. We got to relive this. I don't know what was that.
That was Prius, man. I mean, it's just like getting a. It's like getting a Tesla 3. It's like, oh, I mean, it's small, but
yeah, but back then it was
more
thing,
room.
Yeah.
It's more room than what you think, though, Jay. And then in terms of helping you out with some of your style, I could do all that. I mean, you know, I could do all that, Jay.
I installed a kale smoothie bar right over here for you.
Key Yates said your shoulders are over the headrest. What?
He's way too big for that, Joe. And Jay, he tried to get slick. He's talking about, you can't buy champagne with beer money. That's the only one line that we know from him. Everything else is, my name's Keyshawn Johnson. I'm having a Prius.
I went
Chinese and Asian door.
I know how to play rough when I have to.
Not only a Prius SUV
is what he needed.
Hey, man. I'm not trying to appeal to you guys. I'm trying to appeal to the softer side, the women, you know, the stay-home moms, the Martha Stewarts of the world. That's what I'm going for.
Oh, goodness.
Can we go through real quick just the name of some of these episodes?
Take me through it, Pat.
We've got Dawn and Curtis's Garage Gridiron. Nancy's Bedroom Blitz.
Ooh.
Ron and Lee.
What a name.
Ron and Lee's Kitchen Kickoff. Megan's painting penalty.
This is the best thing to happen to me all week long. I said, thank you, God, for this gift.
Blessed upon us. I don't understand. Why is it funny that I'm into interior design? I don't get that.
Somehow, like just, Snoop can do anything he wants, yeah, right? And it's somehow with Snoop, it's fine. No matter who he's with, no matter what he's doing, it's fine. But the fat key that they worked in the football name for each thing that you...
Yeah. I know how to play rough when I have to. Hey. Who wrote that line for you?
Yeah. And if I wasn't as busy as I am now, Jay, and I may get back into it. I may get back into it next year. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, EP the show. But you need to executive produce. I don't need you starring in that show. You know what I mean?
No, I like doing it, though. No. I like picking stuff out and moving around.
He does Dances with the Stars.
Yeah, that's right. Books. Like
Chef Key, fine. I'm all about that. Interior, I can't.
You gotta open up your mind a little bit, man, and understand that when you have a certain gift, you're willing to give.
That's what I really need to know.
That's what you,
Jay, they got their hands on him when he was a young guy in L.A. He was going to be a star athlete. They got their hooks into this guy.
Beverly Hills got him. They got him. When you saw the budget for some of these rooms, what you say? We working with what?
Oh, but it didn't matter, though. But it wasn't high. It wasn't a high number for sure, Jay. But I could. You could work with it because it wasn't.
And then, you know, Key's still got the guy on his shoulder, right? Like, you got the angel and devil. But the normal guy on his shoulder still pops up every now and then. Like, yo, man, don't let him beat you in the head.
Max said they got to him. They got him.
They got him.
I know.
And on the other shoulder, it's okay. You can do it. People will understand.
Anytime you do something out of someone's comfort zone that's not used to you doing something and seeing you, I can tell exactly what Max is doing. They got to him.
Crossover, get the money, appeal to different people. Every now and then, you can't let him get to you with the darkness.
Key, word up, you were undercover brother before undercover brother. That's what that proves right there. Hey, man, please.
There's certain people, audience that I gotta communicate with, man. I can't be like you, Jay. I can't,
hey,
you know.
Why are we seeing the 15 and 16 seeds winning?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.